The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
A lot of vouchers, thousands and thousands of vouchers were given out to get people off the street, and many of those people still stay in limbo.
Because of an error, apparently, allegedly, by a staff member not following through with an inspection, she remains in her tent.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
The voters overwhelmingly trying to rein in the politicians, and how the politicians tried to push back.
Yeah, this is very interesting. The county obviously hated that. They sued.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
And describe the condition they came in.
This is one of the largest breeding facilities I've ever seen and or been a part of rescuing from. It is a, you know, just they had over 4,000 beagles on premises.
On AM 870, The Answer.
Got a lot to talk about on the program today, but first, though, let's check in with Andy Bales, Union Rescue Mission, and get an update on our series at the heart of the homeless crisis. Andy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Larry.
Andy, a story in the LA Times this week points out that a lot of vouchers, thousands and thousands of vouchers were given out to get people off the street, and many of those people still stay in limbo. They're not getting off the streets. A very, very disturbing and sad story.
Absolutely. One young lady, I guess she was young when she started on Skid Row at age 19, but she's been on the streets for 40 years, thought she had a new apartment waiting on her at the Alexandria Hotel, which we worked with when they first renovated the Alexandria. And she thought she was moving in, but because of an error, apparently, allegedly, by a staff member not following through with an inspection, she remains in her tent today, and fortunately she hasn't given up hope, but she's remarkable and resilient, because this happens too often to too many. It's not the only agency. HACLA is not the only agency that failed to deliver on emergency housing vouchers. I've heard of others, and it's phenomenal the amount of housing vouchers that went unused, both because of mistakes, but also landlords are very reluctant to utilize and accept these emergency housing vouchers.
Yeah, and there's probably cause for them to be reluctant. Hate to say this, but there are stories of damage done in these communities when people come in and they don't have the resources to make it good, and there's nobody guaranteeing them.
Absolutely. I'm not blaming the landlords. I'm just saying the reality is that without guarantees, without some reassurances from government agencies, landlords have become very skeptical and unwilling to rent out units.
Well, and the business community surrounding some of these hotels that have been leased out to put the homeless in, they're feeling the effects of increased, things being stolen from their stores. And it's very sad.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime there's a promise of bringing people in from the streets, there also needs to be the assurance that we're going to manage this well, we're going to provide security, we're going to hold people accountable. And by the way, Union Rescue Mission always keeps our promises. When we move into a neighborhood, we make the neighborhood a promise that we will run a sober environment, and we will hold people accountable and safe and secure. And we are doing that at Angela's House. We're doing that downtown Union Rescue Mission, and we're also doing that at Hope Gardens Family Center. Neighbors need to be reassured that the place is going to be managed well.
Yeah. In this particular case, the Times writes about, they don't really go in and wave a finger at anybody, but who would have thought in their right mind that you'd print up all these vouchers, back them by millions of dollars, flood the market, and not know that there's just very little availability for housing. I mean, that's almost torture. You know, if you're given a prize or awarded something, but you can't use it, you've been given nothing, and maybe even worse, you've been given false hope, haven't you?
Yeah. Yes, false hope. And out-of-touch policymakers do those kind of mistakes. Same kind of policymakers who claim harm reduction will work because they've never experienced what drug trade on the streets really means, the violence that comes with it, the men who show up to break your legs after when you purchase drugs and then don't have the money to pay for them. It's not a peaceful communal kind of trade that goes on.
Take a moment and talk about Union Rescue Mission. It is a different kind of thing than government agencies. There's a certain mission here. Explain what it is.
Well, we embrace people with the compassion of Christ. When they come in our door, we welcome them with the love of Christ. We feed them. We have a sober environment. Just the other day after I finished chapel, a gentleman came running up and shared with me that he had been 35 years on the streets of Orange County, addicted to meth, separated from family, ran into a guy in an Orange County park who directed him to Union Rescue Mission. He came here, he graduated from our program, got a job, was doing well. Well, not only is he reconnected with family, but he told me last Sunday his little great niece, Emily, wanted to get baptized. So James quickly called Emily's mom, and Emily's mom gave him permission. And little Emily jumped in and got baptized and was excited about it all the way home. And James couldn't have been happier that he's playing a role as a great uncle in his family. Once separated, now a brand new man. And that's the kind of work that we do.
Yeah, what a great story. If you want to support Union Rescue Mission, go to urm.org and find out about it. Thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you, Larry. God bless you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Time to check in with Jim Ellis, ellisinsight.com, for a look at the week in politics. Jim, former President Donald Trump returning to Washington, D.C. this week, didn't he? First time since leaving office. And so did Mike Pence. Talk about this.
Yes, things are heating up, and they're heating up ahead of schedule before the midterms here. And there's continual rumors and clear indications that President Trump is going to announce his intentions prior to the midterms. And frankly, I think that plays into the Democrats' hand because they're looking for things to distract people away from the poor economy, which they can't defend.
All right. Here's a clip from the president speaking this week, a return to Washington. Here it is. Take a listen to this.
Inflation is the highest in 49 years, 9.1%. And a lot of people think it's much higher than that. Gas prices have reached the highest in the history of our country. We have become a beggar nation, groveling to other countries for energy.
And then here is Pence.
I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future, and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back.
So could Pence be running as well?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah.
And I think that would be his theme, that they agree basically on substance, but not on. And yeah, so I definitely think you'll see both of them in the presidential race. And Governor DeSantis appears to be making moves to do the same thing.
Yeah. I see ads from not affiliated PACs starting to want to draft DeSantis and they're kind of like fundraising and stuff on TV already. It's kind of interesting. We're already there. It's already time, huh?
Yes, this might be a record. They don't even let the midterms occur. Usually in the past, they've at least done that, but that doesn't appear to be the case now. It's going to be interesting on the Democrat side because you're going to see soon some changes in how they're going to nominate the president. And a new New Hampshire poll that just came out this week from the University of New Hampshire, which shows Biden in terrible shape and the Democrats not doing well. I think that type of information is going to attempt them to get New Hampshire out of a top four states. As you know, New Hampshire is always the first primary, and the Democrats, I think, definitely want to spin out of Iowa and New Hampshire. And the New Hampshire one's going to be a little bit tougher because the state gives the Secretary of State just the power to schedule that primary whenever he wants.
Yeah.
And so legally, it's going to be hard for them to move out of there, but I think you're going to see that. And they're going to set a whole new agenda in terms of schedule for president that certainly is going to favor none other than Kamala Harris, because it's they're in control of the Democratic apparatus, and they will craft the rules to suit her, assuming Biden doesn't run.
Yeah. So where does all this fit in with California's Governor Newsom putting ads in the paper in Texas and on Fox News in Florida and making a trip to the White House to pick up an award for education? Not exactly sure what he did other than lockdowns that weren't so good, but where does he fit into the mix? Does he want to get in there too? And we've talked about this, very difficult. You don't want to step over a Democratic vice president, do you?
Especially one from his not only home state, but his home city. And they've had a long relationship for many, many years, and always deals that they would not run against each other. And in fact, that's why Newsom ran for governor and Harris ran for Senate originally. So they weren't opposing each other. But the stakes are much higher this time. And so there's no question Newsom is making moves. The thing that surprised me, why would he advertise on Fox News in Florida? The answer is just to attract mainstream media attention or corporate media attention. I hate that term mainstream because they're anything but.
Yeah.
So, yes, there's no doubt he's making moves, too. So it's already started.
So could he be her vice president, maybe?
No, because they're from the same state.
Oh, you can't. It wouldn't help, would it? Yeah.
No, well, you can't legally.
Oh, legally.
You cannot choose some. Yes, you have to have a balance on the ticket. You cannot be from the same state.
Well, she could move, make Washington her address or something.
Well, possibly so. Yes.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time, you know, a lawmaker makes their primary residence in a D.C. suburb, would it?
We saw that back in 2000 when Dick Cheney was going to be Bush's nominee, and he had to go back and re-register to vote in Wyoming because at the time he was living in Texas. And so both of them would have been from Texas, which is why he had to make that move. So it's happened before.
Only you know this kind of stuff.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, we have a primary next week, next Tuesday. And you've
got a big one.
Yeah, you got a big one. A lot of states.
In Arizona for the open governor's race to replace Governor Doug Ducey, who's term limited and can't run again. So you have Trump, who has endorsed the former news anchor woman, Carrie Lake, months and months and months ago. He endorsed her. And both Pence and Governor Ducey have come in to endorse her main rival for the Republican nomination.
Jim Ellis, ellisinsight.com. Thank you for your insight and wisdom.
Thank you, sir.
AM 870, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.